Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. The time of recording this episode is around late March, but you know that this is when sakura trees bloom. You know, sakura is a Japanese cherry blossom with beautiful pink flowers that symbolize Japanese culture. So you may have noticed them somewhere in pictures, films, or even animes. To me, as somebody who grew up in Japan for my entire childhood, sakura has something more than just being beautiful. And this comes from the Japanese school year. In Japan, the school year starts in April and ends in March. So when sakura blooms, it's usually also a time when you have to say goodbye to your past and hello to your future life. You know, you're leaving your old school and friends and starting over something new. I finished school quite a long time ago, so there's not much of a tradition around March now anymore. But sakura still brings me something nostalgic about my feelings from my school time. By the way, today's story has nothing to do with sakura. I just thought it would be cool to talk about seasonal topics in a good mood. So if you think you've got the wrong channel, don't worry. This is not a soft culture exchange podcast. This is a hardcore, scary podcast channel. And there's a scary story ready and coming right away. And today's story is about a frightening experience that happened in the Love Hotel. So let's quickly change the mood to scary mode. And here goes the story. Episode 14, Red in the Love Hotel. This story is originally from Issei Kunisawa. He's a comedian, but is now also famous as a Kaiden storyteller. He heard this story from one of his friends who went to a love hotel one day. From here, I will describe I as Issei for convenience. I have a friend called Nishiyama-kun. This Nishiyama-kun, first of all, I want you to know what kind of guy he is. He is a monster of a sexual desire. He's a boy who is always chasing after women. He's not that young, but restless. And when we meet up, he only talks about women. One day, he went to a gokon party. Gokon is a Japanese-style blind date where a group of men and women gather to look for their partners. But that gokon party was more like a gathering of men and women who wanted to do business right afterwards. After a certain amount of time had passed, hey, we leave first, and we're leaving too. Like that, two couples left. Then the third group, Nishiyama-kun and the girl, could also get out. Let's call this girl Miki-chan for now. The two of them went to karaoke and had a good time. And when they left there, they were soon in an area full of love hotels. As I said before, Nishiyama-kun is a kind of womanizer, so he said, half-joking, half serious, like, "Hey, Miki-chan, let's go to Love Hotel." And she was not too upset and said yes. But even though they went around to several Love Hotels, all of them were fully booked, so they couldn't get in. After walking around for a while, Miki-chan said she was tired and wanted to go home. Nishiyama-kun thought that it would be a waste of great opportunity if she left. So he called his friend who had left the Gokun party with another girl earlier. When he asked which hotel they were at, they told him about one hotel. Nishiyama-kun thought, "We might be able to get into that hotel too." Then he decided to go to that hotel. While desperately searching, they found one old love hotel. Usually when you think of love hotels, you think of beautiful places with a castle-like design, or like modern stylish design. But that hotel was a bit like an old building. So when Miki-chan saw it, she was a bit reluctant and saying, "It's not a very nice place." Honestly, Nishiyama-kun felt the same. But, you know, he's always desperate for girls. So he countered, saying, "Well, it may look bad from the outside, but it's the same once you get inside." Still, Miki-chan didn't seem to get on board. So he asked her why. Then Miki-chan said, "Because, look at that window over there." When he looked in the direction she was pointing, there was a woman dressed in red, standing in the window, on the third floor of that love hotel. And a woman seems to be sticking to the window, and looking at them. When Nishiyama-kun saw this, he was horrified too. However, he was more interested in going to the hotel than that. So he said, "Don't worry, is that woman just a pervert? She must be the type of person who shows her play to the outside, is she?" Miki-chan heard that and giggled. Then she finally agreed to go to that hotel there. So they went into the love hotel. Most love hotels these days are where you look at a panel and choose the available rooms yourself. But that love hotel was very old. That could be why the receptionist gave the key without selecting the room, and they went straight to the room then. When they got to the room, immediately he had a weird feeling. Of course, it was the fact that the hotel was old, but it was also the feeling that the atmosphere of the room as a whole was just uncomfortable. Miki-chan probably felt that atmosphere too. She was wandering around the room, looking somewhat restless. When she got close to the window pane, you heard her say, "Oh no." Nishiyama-kun asked, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Isn't this place where the woman in red was standing?" "What?" When he went to the window pane and looked down, he felt that it was indeed the same place they had just looked up at from the outside. They both got scared and looked for the woman in the room to see if they could find her. They looked under the bed, in the bathroom, and in the bath, but she was found nowhere. Once they tried to calm down, they turned on the TV. There was a comedy show or something, and Miki-chan seemed to like the show. After watching it for a while, the mood between the two kind of relaxed. Then, they decided it was time to go to bed, and, well, they had their business done. When they finished it, they were both tired. You know, they had been at Gorgon party and had a lot of drinks, and it would hustle and bustle, so they both fell asleep on the bed immediately. After a while, Nishiyama-kun heard the sound of a shower that woke him up. Oh, Miki-chan is taking a shower? I guess it's time to leave the hotel. He was half asleep and thinking about that. Then suddenly, somebody hugged him tightly from behind. What? Is Miki-chan on the bed? Then, who's in the shower right now? Just as he thought that, the shower stopped, and there was a sound of a bathroom door opening with a clang. Nishiyama-kun suddenly felt fear and thought, oh no, what's happening? But he was too scared to move. Oh no, what do I do? What? As he was thinking, the bedroom door opened. But the one who came in there was Miki-chan, who had a bath towel wrapped around her. Nishiyama-kun was confused and saying, "Eh? Eh? What do you mean?" Miki-chan also said, "Huh? Who is that girl?" Nishiyama-kun looked back a little and saw a red dress. Both of them panicked and ran out of the room, half naked. What was that woman there? She was wearing red. And they were both quite upset. When they were not sure what to do, Nishiyama-kun just remembered that his friend was also staying in the same hotel. So he contacted him and went to their room and explained the situation. The story was out of nowhere to them. You know, a woman in red suddenly appeared in the room. He wouldn't take such talk seriously. But both Nishiyama-kun and Miki-chan were frightened, and also they were almost naked, so his friend seemed to believe the story. Anyway, their luggage was still in their original room, so they decided to go back to get it. Nishiyama-kun and his friend finally returned to the room, but nobody was there. No girl in red. This hotel is a love hotel in Kabukicho, Shinjuku, Tokyo. Kabukicho is one of the most famous entertainment areas in Japan, where there have always been various human dramas. While I've been talking about this story in many places, a certain powerful piece of information came to light. It seemed that in the 90s, there was an incident in which a prostitute was murdered, and the case remains unsolved. I'm not sure if the love hotel mentioned in the story was a crime scene, but I think that maybe the murdered woman is looking for her killer. And even though I sometimes tell the story in public, people come and ask me, "Are you talking about that hotel in Kabukicho?" So, is that woman in red still staying in that room of that hotel now? Oshimai, thank you very much for listening to the story. How did you find it? Can you imagine Nishiyama-kun's feeling when he realized that the person who hugged him was not Miki-chan? We can assume that the woman in red is not a living person. So, was it a hug from a ghost or spirit? I think I've had a bunch of stories where people see things, but the experience of them actually coming into contact with you may be a bit rare story. Also, I know there are other kaidan stories that happen in love hotels as well. You know, where male-female relationships are involved, negative feelings of love and hate build up, eventually returning as unhappiness or misfortune. That should be how it is. Anyway, do you have any theories or thoughts on this story as well? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave a link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice, first of all, for me, it will be a huge support and motivation. And for you, you will not miss notifications for the future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end. So let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu again for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared. And sayonara for more children thrills next time. Bye!